Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm doing the best I can, as fast as I can. How about you?
Oh, I'm just plugging along as usual.
Mm-hmm. How is your class doing?
Awesome. We're having fun.
I thought
time.
So.
We have a big mm-hmm. class this time, and it's a lot of fun, and everybody's curious, and it's a great thing.
Oh, I love that for you. I love that for you. Yeah, I've been really busy, and I'm, you know, doing new things all the time, getting ready to do my Florida trip, which I haven't done now in a couple of years, because of COVID, of course. Like most of us, we've been, like, not able to make the journey. That I'm planning on doing that in April. I get to see my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. So I'm excited about that. And so that should work out nice. And I get to see a lot of my old friends and also some of my current friends, you, for instance. Okay?
Yay! I'm excited.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see you.
And so, yeah, it's been way too long. And I really miss my family. You know, thank God for the beautiful friends I have here. And I've met a lot of spiritual people here. It's growing and growing here in this community. It's just amazing. And I'm so excited about that. But it gives me more events, though, a little bit more homework, but I'm still doing it. and I love it. We get together, you know, we do the circle of light, we do the prayer thing and everything, and we all get together, we have different gifts, and we get together and we help people in our community here. And for some reason, because of everything that's going on in the world, more and more people want to be with people that are in the positive light, you know, and that's really working well. And all of us are really good about what we charge and all that stuff. We have a really good community spirit together. It's just, I think you have the same thing in Vero, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, mm-hmm. this is a great time because we have both Jupiter and Neptune both in Pisces. And it is all about that spirituality. It is all about raising that higher vibration level. And then to add upon that with all the Aquarian energy that we're running into here soon, it really gives that greater look at life, bigger picture of life, to see things in a higher realm.
Exactly right, yeah. I like the chart tonight. Now, even though these Capricorn planets we have are not being kind to me, I'll tell you that. But they are in trine to the North Node in Taurus, so I haven't been able to manifest things. But it seems like I'm running out of time every minute, you know, and so I'm just trying to tough through, and you keep giving me support. Thank you, my friend Jacqueline. But yeah, it's going to wane. Thank goodness. I appreciate that. It's just so hard to keep track of everything. There's so much going on. But I love this new moon coming up on the 2nd. Did you take a look at that chart? It's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's such a simple chart. And that's one of the
mm-hmm.
things I find fascinating about this is when it's a simple chart, it has a very directed focus.
Absolutely.
And you know, I love the sextiles between the Pisces planets and Uranus because it really can be that eye-opener, that awakener, that can really see the beauty of the circumstances that can come out of it. And I think it's really a nice theme for that new moon, a new beginning with optimism and hope in it, and really being able to envision some really great things coming out of it. What do you think
Absolutely.
About it?
I agree completely with what you said. And I love the fact that Mercury, the communicator, the perception planet, and Saturn, the great teacher, are combust in that chart in Aquarius. And it is about the higher mind. It is about being in touch with the Holy Spirit, however you view that in your faith. It is about bringing your light forward to be the teacher and the student simultaneously in a miraculous way. I just love the energy. I really do.
Oh, yeah. And it can, again here, when I say it's such a simple chart, it's because it has some beautiful sextiles to it, and
yes.
then the squares from the Mercury-Saturn to Uranus. So the focal point on this chart really is that Uranus effect, and to learn and to grow and to expand in a higher level. It really is such a beautiful chart for that. I can't say enough about it.
Yep, I'm excited about it too. I love all that water coming in, because I've got so much water in my chart, and so do you. You know, our intuition, our compassion, our psychic instinct, you know, I just think that all that water coming in. I've always loved the month of March, even when I was a child. And even when we got snow late, when I lived in Massachusetts, it was great. We'd go out sledding, you know. It was like, I don't know, there's something about March I've always really liked. Crazy me, right?
It's a beautiful time. You know, it's right before, you know, this is the first, March is when, you know, the crocuses come up and those types of things, you know, to where you really get to see the first breaks of spring in March. And I think that sign of hope, you know, again, that Piscean energy of that sign of hope and optimism and all of that coming along with it, I think it's such a great thing. And I do want to say this, okay, because we really have been the last couple of months without any fire in our charts up in the sky. You know, the only thing that has been a fire energy in the sky really is Chiron, the wounded healer, you know. And I think it's a very strong theme that's been going on about everybody having to really delve within themselves and look within themselves and really see what's true to heal those old wounds and to really let go of some of the stuff from the past and really see what the future holds and what the future can bring. And, you know, that's really the biggest theme here of it. And I think that that is really reminiscent of what March does, because it has the potential and it starts to give you that optimism, but it really doesn't come into full bloom until April.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Awesome.
So
we got a few people on hold. We probably should see what they need from us. What do you think?
Okay. How about we do that?
All right. Air code 269, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Thank you. Very good, thanks.
And who are we speaking with?
Oh, I'm sorry, my name is Pam.
Hi, Sam, have you called in before?
Yep. You need my birth date and time of birth?
Yeah, I do. I don't have it. I'm sorry. What is your birthday?
That's okay. 7/18/62, 7:47 a.m.
And where?
And where?
Massachusetts. Bourne, Massachusetts. B-O-U-R-N-E.
I'm from Worcester originally.
Pardon me?
I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts, originally.
I was born in Bourne.
Wow, cool. All right. Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes. My back pay unemployment is being contested. by my former employee, and I was wondering if I'm going to get that and when.
Okay. Let's take a look here.
I should say it's a federal unemployment. I already got the state unemployment.
Okay. All right. The federal unemployment has to do with your 10th house. Thank you for
telling me that. Remember the pandemic unemployment they had?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. Well, if it's going to come through, it's got to be soon. It's got to be over the next couple of weeks. Both Venus and Mars go into Aquarius simultaneously on the 6th of March. We usually feel it the next morning because they're planets of event. They move quickly. And they're going to start to move to Aquarius. And when they do, they are going to trine and form blessing lines to your Mars and Gemini in your 10th house, which rules the federal government. So I have a feeling it's close.
Okay.
I think that those triggers are going to come through for you. Now, the moon is going to be going through there tonight and tomorrow a little bit. Mercury is already there, but Mercury's passed over the trine, okay, and so is Saturn. But the other two are more planets of event. We would at least know when it's coming. Even if it wasn't immediate, you'd at least get the confirmation you need to feed your security, and you are in your Jupiter return right now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I don't think you have long for this. I'm agreeing exactly with the same aspects as Aphrodite is. You also just had your Jupiter return, which makes this, it sextiles what's going on, okay? So it makes this thing work for you, okay? It is, I agree, a matter of due process because all of these planets are going to pass over your Saturn, okay,
mm-hmm.
which is going to make you have to have patience. There may be some kind of delay like Aphrodite was talking about, but there's so many harmonious lines that I agree that it's a matter of a short period of time before you get it.
Okay. Well, it's been about 8 months already, so.
I think you're at the calendar.
Things come in their time.
Yes, good. Good. All right, that's great news. Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you, and you keep us posted, okay?
All right, thank you. Take care, both of you. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's like right on her. She's got the same Capricorn planets opposing her Cancer sun as I do.
Yeah, I saw that. I was
kind of
like,
hurry up and wait.
Yeah, she's been a little frustrated like you the last few days, and you see what happens with that now, you know. Again,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure that...
Seems like there's no time and can't breathe. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy stuff. Okay, so, all right, well, the next person is somebody that we both know and love. Let's pick up on her today. We've been trying to connect, but we haven't been able to do it. Diana.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, hi, Aphrodite. Thank you for taking my call.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Call.
I know you had a busy day and a long bus journey. How are you doing?
Oh, exhausted. Just exhausted. I was wondering what you see coming up for me. And I hope I can speak to you sometime soon. After the show or whenever you're listening.
I can't tonight. I have company coming, but I can do it tomorrow sometime.
Okay. Well, okay. Tomorrow morning I'm supposed to go and do this. So if we can do it in the morning, that would be great.
I think tomorrow morning is the important time for you to do it. And I think you're in a process and on an event. I see some stress going on, okay, off and on for the next month. But according to your chart, it's nothing you can't handle, okay? So just know, with every square you have, there's a conjoining trine or blessing line that's going to help you get through this because of your faith. I know you went to church this morning, which I'm so happy. and then you had other things you needed to do. You did those things today. So you are still keeping yourself going, and God bless you. I know you've been going through a difficult time, but tomorrow morning is a good time for you to see your truth and present your truth. So I think things will go well.
Well, thank you for that.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Thank you for that.
Well, I do agree. And I'm going to go to start off with what Aphrodite said, is because I do think you have the tools to get through this. Mercury is in square to your sun, and Saturn, that Saturn conjunction is there. And what I'm saying about that is that it really is about using your tools, using your discipline to be able to get through this. Venus is dead on your Jupiter. So I say one more time again, you have a guardian angel over this process that is going on. Hang in there. It is shifting, but know your value and know what you have as your tools, because that you've been through this before. Do it again is what I'm going to say. You've got the power.
I'm going to tell you one more thing in case we can't get together before you go to do this tomorrow morning. I'm going to tell you one more thing that kept showing up in the charts. And I'm saying this kindly, okay? Keep your temper. Go with your facts and go with your truth. Don't color it. Don't get worked up. State the facts as you know them. You have the documentation. Go in there as a businesswoman. Go in there not as a victim, but as somebody that is trying to set the record straight. And keep that sort of truth alive in you tomorrow. Okay, girl?
I forget. What you sent me was very helpful. Would you be able to send me that again?
I can send you even a shorter version. It might be easier to comprehend. I can do that later tonight for you, honey. No problem. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. God
bless
you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, I love this transit program I have, and some people, when they're going through many different challenges at the same time, I will send them this. It goes day by day. It tells you the hour. There's even angles with the moon. It helps you have something to refer to. You know, and so you can go back and say, okay, well, the meeting tomorrow is 3 o'clock. Is there an angle going on at 3 o'clock? Because I have, like you, many clients from all over. We do a lot of remote readings as well. And I find sometimes I'll do the reading and give them, you know, the skinny on it and the main focus. Then I send them something that they can just pull up on their phone, their iPad, their computer, and they can look at it when an important day is coming up and see what angles are in effect. You know, it's a little complicated that for people that don't know astrology, because they tell you what the aspects and stuff are, but the text itself is written in plain English. And you and I have the same programs. You know what I'm talking about. So anyway, so that's one thing that, again, Jacqueline and I can do that for you. We can do your reading and get the emotional and spiritual support. But we have other things that we can send you to make it easier so you have something that you can go back to and say, okay, this is going to be a tough day. Oh, this is a day of victory. Awesome. So you can have that to refer to in your end game. I don't know. I just wanted to share that tonight anyway, because it's been working for a lot of my people that are like, you know, have two businesses and they're dealing with family issues and all this crazy stuff that's going on with most people anymore, right?
It's a crazy time we live in, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right.
Hi.
Hi, area code 267. You're on the air. How are you tonight?
Hey, good. It's Jessica from, I'm in Pennsylvania, but you guys pulled up in New York City, 7-16-77.
Gotcha.
I guess these planets must be hitting my Cancer too, or something. I'm curious to see what you see.
Oh, I know it's been tough for me. I have to tell you how my Cancer stuff. Oh my goodness.
Oh, the last few days we have the same thing, a repetitive thing here. You, yeah. Aphrodite, first caller, everybody. Oh, the last 3 days my heart goes out to you. Okay, it's been a little intense, a little challenging. I got to say, you're feeling the vibe of the universe. It's not you, okay? This too shall pass.
Thank you.
Oh, three. Today's three of y'all. Ooh, tough.
A week from now, this is all going to seem like a bad dream, Jessica. I'm hanging in there with you, honey, okay?
I think it might be over for me. I hope it is. I'm just, like, calming down my body today. I'm gonna meditate, get back into my meditation routine and, like, just calm down my body. It's been a lot of stuff coming up for me and a lot of shifts. Good things, too, but, yeah, it's been very intense.
Use and crystals if you can.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
The crystals are going to help because the Capricorn energy rules these kinds of things, and so does Aquarius. See, Capricorn rules like hard elements, okay? But Aquarius rules the beautiful light and energy that comes from crystals, and the moon's in there now. The moon went in there a few hours ago. So that combination tonight is probably going to really help you, honey.
So what exactly has been going on? And, you know, I noticed that it brings up, like, exhaustion for me and, like, anxiety and then, like, fears around my health and things like that. Like, I noticed that's where, like, my anxiety goes.
What it's doing is it's challenging your security because it's challenging your sun in Cancer. Like, my security right now has been, I want to say, challenged on many different levels because I'm born July 22nd. And so they're pretty much on me, and they're going to get on me even tighter within the next week, and I know it's coming at least because I can look at my chart and know that. Now you, your sun's a little earlier, so it's going to be passing through there a little bit earlier for you. You've got a few days. We can still feel that. It's about finding the security deep within you, the part of you that is invincible and indestructible. It's about embracing your light and not your reality. And I hate to say it that way, but that's how I'm feeling it right now. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to think about it. What do you see as far as, like, my throat? Is that shown somewhere in the chart?
Actually, Taurus rules the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Taurus rules the throat, but the North Node is the closest thing to your Mars. But your Mars is on the cusp of Taurus and Gemini, okay? So I want to say be careful what you speak. Be careful what you listen to right now, okay? Because you can get some strong impressions. It can make you either feel wordless. Or, I want to say this kindly, your words can be unkind. So be careful. What do you think,
okay.
Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree with everything you said. You know what I'm going to say, Jessica, is that this is a kiss and a slap time period for you. I agree with this is a good time to learn and grow. Because what's happening is our Mars-Venus conjunction is in direct opposition to you. You had the moon come over, and that's the reason why I say, oh, you guys are, you know, all y'all Cancers, late-degree Cancers, really had a turbulent time because they were all dancing all over each other, and that much emotion going through things really is tough on you all. But it's, again, we talk about it calming down. That Mars-Venus opposition is there, and what it's going to do is that it's going to give you these beautiful gifts in this process, but the tension is going to be there probably throughout the month of March to where you're still going to feel the tension, but you're still going to get those beautiful gifts. So look at it as a blessing and let the tension go. Whatever you have to do, massage it out. No, it's not you. That the universe is putting that pressure on you, and that way you can release it back to the universe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, how do I not get so affected emotionally by things? I want to stop that pattern.
It's grounding and getting your yin-yang energy back in balance in a very physical way, okay? So using the crystals, you want to do your meditation. If you do yoga, I encourage you to do that because you're involving your physical form. These things can help you get through this because both Venus and Mars go into Aquarius simultaneously within 3 minutes of each other on the 6th of March. And what they're going to do when they do that is they're going to oppose your moon in Leo over those next few days. So it really is a lot about self-love and realize the shining light that you are. You see? You're about to understand there is a part of you that is invincible. And it's your time to, I think, rediscover this. Okay? But that's what
okay.
I see.
Do you, like, being a Cancer, I mean, do you get so emotional that, like, you get exhausted or, like, you'll get, like, kind of run down, like, health stuff going on?
Yeah.
Not really. I'm that kind of person where I don't get ill, but I get injured. I've always been an injury person. I'm not a person that normally gets sick. Because I was born with Mars conjunct Uranus conjunct the Sun in Cancer, okay? So what happens is I take action when people are in crisis. And I can be really strong in a crisis. I'm great in a crisis. I worked ER, ICU, intensive care burn unit in my lifetime. But at the end of the day, that's when I have to allow myself to sob. Put my emotions in a place where it's just that conversation and my tears is between me and my God. That's what I do. Because every other minute of the day, I can be totally on and not drop the ball. Okay? At the end of the day, I allow myself to weep for those I can't help, to feel the compassion that moves through me, and it's just so. It's just so. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I end up getting a headache and just exhausted, and, like, I just want to sleep. And, like, I don't like that anymore. Like, I don't think it's positive coping.
Right.
You're not allowing this to whatever you call it, God, the higher power, the universe, goddess, whatever you want to call that. You're not allowing it to go to that faith within yourself. It is that there's only so much you can do. And it's back to the old phrase, let go, let God. And I think that's the discipline you need to really get that back to where you can start to recharge yourself. You're going to drain yourself. That's what you do. You got a Mercury in Leo conjunct Saturn and a Moon in Leo. You're a take charge kind of girl. You're going to physically go out there and do it with that Mars in Taurus. So here again, it is about charging the battery and then draining it. Charging the battery and then draining it. That's how you're going to find your stability. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Because I do that, but then I start up with myself that I'm, like, laying around too much or for too long. But it sounds like that's the method.
Because at least when you're doing that, you're laying it down. And sometimes you have to lay it down. You can do all these things. There comes a time that really does have to be about you recharging. And I am guilty of the same, trust me. So I have learned, like, I take naps with cats when necessary. Okay?
Okay.
I'm just,
thank you, guys. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, God bless you, honey. Keep us posted, all right?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Alrighty then. I think if I didn't take naps with cats, I wouldn't be alive, Jacqueline. All I can tell you, their purring brings me to, like, a little tender bliss to close my eyes for just a half an hour. I'm good. Anyway, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Amla. How are you?
Hey, good. Amla. How are you?
It's been an interesting 3 months for sure. Do you guys have my chart up?
I do.
Okay.
I'm looking.
My
hold
question,
on.
I'm just going to see my question.
December
it's going to take a long time.
Is it December 16th?
Yes, December 16th, 1973.
And you're still in Connecticut?
I am.
Gotcha. Gotcha, girl.
So what
do you need?
Neptune is conjuncting my Jupiter, and Neptune is in conjunction, I guess, until May. Can you just look up, like, what's going on for me from March until May? When is it really critical? Because I know squares are stairs. You know, I know that it's like kind of walking up, climbing upstairs. It's to heighten my soul consciousness, I guess. So I don't know what you guys see with that, but that was my specific question of what's going on with that in the next few months.
Well, you have to understand the next few months is a long period of time astrologically. These planets are always moving, hon, okay?
Yeah.
And Jupiter's going to be moved forward into Pisces. It's going to go into Aries for a little bit. It's going to retrograde back into Pisces. It's going to go forward, go back into Aries again. So we're dealing with a Jupiter that's going to be doing water and fire all year, okay?
Yes.
The water energy is the time for you to be, I want to say, have an attitude of gratitude.
Okay.
Be creative without necessarily a goal. Like when an artist creates a portrait. The portrait actually creates itself. They're channeling.
Yeah.
They have that gift. But the Aries energy is going to complement your Sag planets. So there's times that you're going to be like buzzing around, you know, like a little hummingbird to this year, okay? So it's going to be a mixed bag. But all in all, because Neptune is squaring your sun, and it's going to be doing that all year, by the way, it's going to be warm, but Neptune hasn't sat on this star, are you ready, for 165 years, okay?
Wow.
So it's a new passage for everyone, but when Neptune squares your sun in Sag, in Pisces, it says, have the faith to create what you envision, and if you meet that challenge head on, you will prosper. It's really, believe it or not, it's a kinder square than you think. What do you think, Jack?
Okay.
I'm going to take a different approach because, you know, a lot of people get stuck on a particular planet or two particular planets or an aspect between two particular planets and things like this, and they get stuck on one particular part. But as Aphrodite said, there's a, you know, the universe is moving every second that we're around. And there's other factors that during this period of time will come into play besides those two. And I want to talk about the Mars-Venus connection coming in because it's going to be coming over your ascendant and into your first house. And your first house is a big house, so it's going to be dancing there for a while. Okay.
When is this, Jacqueline?
This is going to be...
After the 6th of March.
Oh.
Okay, so it's really, really close here. I was counting the days, but Aphrodite beat me to it, so thank you. She knows how much I hate doing that. here again, this is right on you, and it's going to be there for, you know, 3 months, okay?
Really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, a lot of activity and growth, not only with the Jupiter aspect here, but with those two daily planets coming into your first house. So you're coming into a really nice time here in about a week.
Real? Okay, so... Like, is that my Venus is in Aquarius? Does that, like, mean that a relationship could be in the next few months? That could be something happening?
It could even
budding?
Be sooner because Venus is, you're going to go through your Venus return probably by St. Pat's.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so what does Venus return mean?
What is that?
It means, because your Venus is Aquarius, you want
yes.
to have a committed relationship, but you want to maintain your independence. Don't
right.
settle for less. Don't settle for less.
Exactly. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You got me.
Yep. And so
that
be sure,
amazing.
When you're out and about, you're meeting people, be sure of where you are with this. Okay? The divine
okay.
already knows what you need before you even ask.
Yes.
So
yes.
just be conscious of it. I know it could come around any corner. Okay? Keep that
yes.
forward motion, that feeling of optimism about the right person will come at the right time. And see
right.
what happens next.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. So by St. Patty's Day, you feel like, wow, this is cool. March is going to be nice for me then. This is exciting. This is exciting.
It is exciting.
Cool.
Good things going on here for you, girl. Yep. And
I
because these Capricorn planets have been squaring your Mars, it's probably been really kind of a tough week. It's still going to be a little tough for another few days, but then that kind of dissipates.
Okay.
So you're in good shape here.
Oh, thank you. And I wanted to validate something you were saying about in the beginning, Aphrodite, about how just be creative and don't necessarily the portrait analogy that you were describing. I'm actually writing a story. I have no idea where it's going, but it's a beautiful kid's story, and it just played out in my dream. And yeah, I don't know what I'm doing with it, but I know I have to write it, so I'm writing it. Pretty cool. I just wanted to validate
that. I think
that.
It will write itself with you. I think you're being divinely inspired to write this.
Oh, absolutely. As I have to. Like something that the Mars energy in Aries is like, you got to do this. There's no, like, who cares where it's going to be? You just got to write it out and play it out. Yeah, so it's
I
pretty
love
cool.
That.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'll keep you guys posted. I really appreciate you and Jacqueline. Thank you so much. It was such a great time talking to you. Take good care. Thank you.
God bless you. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Cute. You know, we have more than one caller that's working on children's books. That's so neat. Isn't it, Jacqueline?
Oh, I think it's awesome.
Yeah. I love that the children are still learning to read, sometimes books, sometimes on their computer anymore, but whatever.
I like to see much more in the books. You know, that's always a comforting
Well, you've seen
thing.
My home. I don't have wallpaper. I have bookcases here, so you know me.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 302,
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hey, how
Hi,
are
Jackie.
You?
Good, how are you guys?
Hanging in there.
So I start my new job tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what you see.
When's your birthday? Because I've got more than one Jackie on here.
January 2nd, 1961.
Okay, I can probably find you.
Okay. Look at that.
I keep getting January 5th, somebody else. Okay.
No, she's January 2nd, 1961, 11:45 a.m., Danbury, Darby, Pennsylvania.
You still live in Pennsylvania, Jackie?
No, I live in Delaware.
Oh, what city?
Wilmington.
Okay, cool.
What type of job are you going to be doing?
A counselor, therapist.
Nice. Well, I know you're nervous about this, but I have to say that I really think this is a good transformation. Are you changing professions completely? Or were
you
doing it?
No, it's a newer profession for me. I've been in the field for over 4 years, but I went back to school middle age, so
okay.
This is a new company.
Because this looks like it's really a new way, okay? So like a new beginning or a new way, transformation and change. I really like this for you. I think that it will work really well for you. Have a little bit of patience. I know there's a certain tension or nervousness with this, but I think you can do it.
Okay.
What do you think, Everdette?
I totally agree. See, your reputation already, I think, is stellar. I'm not sure if you're aware of that or not, but you've got 4 major planets in your 10th house, and the Sun being one, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune, being another, and Saturn, the great teacher and counselor, is there. Your Mercury's there. I have to tell you, you could rock it in so many ways with this configuration, and because of Venus and Mars have already passed over these planets, they're later in Capricorn, your interview process and you starting this is so great. It's so timely right now, okay? So I'm thinking that, again, because you have a good reputation, you have a lot of integrity, don't you?
I try to.
And you are really, really good with people in crisis. It doesn't matter how or why. It's just so, okay? Planets are going to be moving to Aquarius, okay, and all that. I think within a few weeks, you're going to love this job. You are just going to love this job. You're going to feel it serves your vibration in a unique way. Because these planets are going to be passing over your Venus in the 11th house of the light worker. So you're going to feel not only are you doing something traditional, but you're doing it very, very much from the metaphysical, okay, and the spiritual as well. I'm really loving this. I agree with Jacqueline 100%. Yep.
Because I'm leaving a place that after I got like a termination letter, and then they said, oh, it was a mistake. Like, I guess I'm anxious because I'm leaving like a toxic environment, and I just don't want to go into another one.
Well, you have to understand that sometimes when you're a caregiver, even though you're in a toxic environment, believe it or not, it becomes an addiction. Because you feel like you're the only good person standing there, okay? But I think it's time for you to find your tribe. And I think the new position is going to give that to you, okay?
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree.
I mean, I did feel like a camaraderie with my co-therapist. It was just like the supervisor who, I think she had it out for me. I don't know why, but I don't know. I maybe rubbed her the wrong way. I don't know.
Well, it's not your monkey and it's not your circus anymore. You're moving on.
That's
okay?
Right.
It's like, you
can
know,
you tell me anything about my love life?
Well, we can't. We have other people in the queue. We can't go to another question right now.
Okay.
We have people that have been holding on for quite a while, so, but keep in touch with us and keep us informed.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Have a great night.
God bless. All right. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Wow. Interesting chart.
Yeah.
I love the way she stands up for people. I love that. Okay. Let me see who's been holding here the longest. Okay, there they are. Area code 303, you're on the air.
Hey there. I think I've been holding on quite a while. I don't know how long, but it's been a while. 45 minutes maybe?
Yeah, it has been a while, yeah. And I want to make sure that I snagged you before I get any later.
Yeah, my battery is running low. I haven't talked to you guys in a really long time, but I think my chart might still be in your system. Can give it a look.
What's your name?
Excuse me, Allison? March 15th.
All right. I've got you still. Berkeley, California.
Yeah, that was way back when. So I
do still live there?
Oh, God, no. Oh, my effing God, no. Are you kidding? Oh, no, sorry. I won't have anything to do with that state. But I like to work with my birth chart. I do astrology, so I'm just going to stick with the birth chart, even though I'm actually clear across the country from that state now. So I want to work with the birth chart, though, because I do astrology, and that's the core chart.
Well, I don't work with the birth chart, so I'm going to let Jacqueline take this one. Jacqueline,
okay.
You handle this one.
That's
fine. I want to do it in real time. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. That works.
Sure.
So,
that's what
I
do.
I do astrology, so I know all about the I don't have my chart in front of me. I'm actually not at home, otherwise I would have it in front of me. You know, there's that stuff going on in Pisces right now with Neptune up there, and Uranus also in Taurus, where my Mars is eventually going to hit that. So I'm just looking at the chart, I kind of would like to hear what you have to say just about the bigger transits and how you might interpret those, because it's always fun to talk to another astrologer for their viewpoints.
Well, and I'm going to take it a little differently because
okay. You
want to know my perspective.
Yeah.
The first thing that stood out in your chart was the grand trine that you have between Jupiter and Mars, your natal Mars, going to both Venus and Mars right now in transit. Okay? This is a very powerful time for you to really know what you need to do and work on some great, really what's greatest for you to do. With that trine, there's a great deal of power with it. When you talk about the Neptune energy, Neptune is 2 degrees away from your sun. It moves very slowly, so it's going to slowly move over your sun. But it does give that imagination and that creation. So with this grand trine, you can really imagine the right direction to go, the creation that you want to make, and really have the power to do that. These Aquarian planets transit through your eighth house of transformation and change, so it really does give you the perfect time to transform and change your direction in life of where you want to go by what you see and what your faith is in. And that's what I see in your chart at this point in time. What do you think, Aphrodite? Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't trust the natal because, to me, the planet's the verb, the sign it's in is the cost it's wearing. That the house it's traveling through is the stage where the action takes place and how you execute those gifts in your immediate environment. So I would rather you just handle this, Jacqueline, because that's not how I read a chart. Okay?
Okay. So do you have any other questions about your natal chart?
Well, I don't have Ephemeris in front of me, but Venus is a very fast-moving planet, so I don't spend a lot of my energy, I don't direct a lot of my energy to that, you know. It's just zipping through. So Mars, I'm not sure what degree that's at right now. What degree is Mars in?
It's at 25 degrees. Both Mars and Venus move at a similar pace. The retrogrades are what take them different. It takes about 2.5 years for both of them to go through all 12 signs.
25 degrees. What sign? What sign? You didn't say what sign. Is it Aquarius?
It's in both Mars and Venus and Pluto are all in Capricorn and they're conjunct at this
Capricorn.
Point.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And they're getting ready to this next week go into Aquarius and start
That's
their chart
yeah.
through Aquarius. And that is pass over your eighth house. That's a come I said. Those two planets are getting ready to go into that transforming time of your life, to take action, to make shifts and changes in your life. whenever Mars goes through there, it's time to take action and make some changes in your life to make your life a little bit better in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What degree do you happen to know is that new moon in Pisces on? I think it's on March 3rd, if memory serves. Do you happen to know the degree? 12 degrees, 12. Pisces. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
It's going
to
be 5 degrees away from Venus. And so that's just to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good time to do a vision board and plant those Piscean new moon seeds for sure in general.
Absolutely. It's really good.
It's probably one of the best new moons of the year, to be honest. Alrighty. Yep.
Most likely, yeah. I think so. I like it. For sure.
So,
all right, we need to go to the next caller, and thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed night.
What? You too as well. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye now. Okay. We probably have enough time to do one more. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 216, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia, and I called in before from Ohio. Do you need my date of birth?
Oh, just give it to me. It's probably on my system, but give it to me so I can find you more easily.
July 16, 1958.
All righty, then. A Cancer like me. Cool. Okay. Let's see what we got.
This was an impacting moon for y'all. I'm going to tell you that.
Don't we know it, huh, Patricia? My goodness.
Yeah. Seems like I'm made plans to relocate, and I thought I was going to leave in January. Anyway, my question is, when will I... Is it April or May the best time to relocate? I bought my train ticket, 3 months ago. I thought I was going to leave in January.
Now, do you live in Ohio now?
Yes, and I'm going to relocate to the Southwest.
The Southwest? Okay, let's take a look.
Yes, and basically I have applied to housing. In regard to my age and income, and I'm on a wait list. So basically, I'm way down there. So I'm working on getting other work from home employment so that I can earn more income, which I've been applying for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just apply to other types of housing while I'm on these wait lists. But will I be actually moving, April or May of this year? Is that the best time? Because I know what these various lunar and solar and planetary movements and things.
Well, all I can tell you is looking at your chart, when you're making a long-distance move, okay?
Yes.
I like to see planets moving to your ninth house of distant relocation. If you were moving locally, I usually look at the third house and sometimes the fourth a little bit. But when the planets will start move to Pisces, the Sun's there already, Jupiter's there already, Neptune's there, which is a long enduring energy. When the other planets get into Pisces in March and April, I do think that that's the time that the door is going to open for you. The planets in Pisces complement your Sun, your Moon, your Ascendant in Ohio. So I think we just need a little bit more water to get into that ninth house to facilitate you moving. Now, is there a specific place in the Southwest you were looking at?
New Mexico, Albuquerque.
Okay. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. It's getting ready to Mars and Venus are getting ready to go into Aquarius. It's going to take about 2.5 months, so I'm looking at March, April, probably May. End of April, beginning of May is when those planets, both Mars and Venus, will be in your ninth house. And that's that day-to-day motivation. So I have to agree that somewhere in that time period, it's going to happen, okay? And that, and it'll be about another two months it'll be in there. So at the latest you're going to move would be June or July at the latest. But I'm thinking more May.
Oh, my.
Patricia,
all right.
I want to tell you something that you need to know.
Yeah.
I do astrocartography, but I do it on the basis of your progress chart, okay? Right now your progressed moon, the moon progresses a degree a month. It's at 27 degrees of Scorpio. 3 months from now it's going to go into Sag, which does rule distant relocation. So I think Jacqueline and I are okay with the time. So I pulled up your progress chart and I looked at your compatibility with Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this? Oh, my word, girlfriend, okay? First, it gives me some scores. It also gives me some detailed texts with this. But it usually goes from 0 to 150. Over 150 is really good. Your vocation and career is 1,000, and it doesn't go higher than that. So no matter what you do for work, no matter what you feel is your new vocation or your new following, it's supported in Albuquerque. Also, your optimistic opportunity is 896, honey. Okay?
Oh, great.
I mean, you can fall into a pile of manure and get up smelling like a rose with this chart. This is great. Your culture and creativity is 180, and your imagination and inspiration is 520, honey. I so green light this move. I so green light this. Yep.
Oh, great. If only I knew about you all 10 years ago before I relocated back here.
know what? Sometimes things come when it's most important. You know? It's okay. Maybe you had to be more ready, and maybe the place that you were seeking had to be ready for you. Sometimes, as Jack would say, keep the faith, timing, okay? Because that's sometimes where it needs to be. You know?
Well,
I'm so glad you called in tonight, and I'm so excited
for
your new beginning. I'm so excited for you.
Yes, I am. I am too. I know I may not sound like it, but I am. So okay, and I'm really working on focusing my writing, freelance writing, and you know, speaking and developing those skill sets.
Oh, I love that for you. I love you. Now you know your chart's going to drastically change when you move to Albuquerque, okay? Let me just tell you what's going to happen. Okay. See, normally you have your rising in Cancer. Your sun and moon are both in that sign in the first house. Now, when you move to Albuquerque, and we can't use your progress chart, I mean your relocation chart, for 13 months. You have to be there for 13 lunar months to go through every full and new moon before you reset your light body. In Albuquerque, Gemini rising, Venus, part of fortune, Gemini, all about writing, honey. It's great. A beautiful grand trine in air. Your creativity is going to go through the friggin' roof.
Mm. Oh, yes.
So
yes, yeah.
Intuitively, you already knew this. I'm so glad that Jacqueline and I could confirm that for you tonight. Okay?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a sweet night.
Right.
God bless.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. We have a minute left, Jacqueline. Let them know how they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. We're so happy you called in, and we love to do the show. Have a delightful new moon coming up, and we'll talk to you next week. Good night.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.